News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5-807. We'll be together again later on this morning and into this afternoon. Really looking forward to it. Derue Drive and Dolphin Street.
Yeah, grand opening of the new location for Bryant Bank. If you've driven by that area, you've seen it going up for some time now. And now it's time to celebrate. And on the line with us to talk about that is a friend of the program, Michael Holland, market president for Mobile with Bryant Bank. Good morning, Michael. Big day ahead of us today.
Dalton, Dan, good morning. Yeah, it is a big day here at Bryant Bank.
Yeah, it sure is, and we're looking forward to it, and we're not alone. There's going to be a bunch of people out there, including the Mobile Chamber of Commerce and a ribbon cutting coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I guess my first and, for me, the most important question, how big are the scissors?
Yeah, they're big. They're really big.
That's a terrific question. So I had a conversation yesterday with Shana at the chamber, and I said, let's talk through these oversized scissors. Do I need a safety briefing, or do we have to stand at a certain distance? And she said, no, you should be fine. And I said, well, you said you should be, and I said, I'm willing to practice if I need to, Shana.
Yeah,
but no, there will be
going to be a lot of people there, Michael. You don't want to miss all this. You know, it's like throwing the first pitch into the dirt. You have to do it right.
That's a great analogy, Dan. I mean, I don't want to throw one into the dirt. You know, I got to be able to hold those scissors up and make a clean cut, too. Mm-hmm. Ribbon. That's important.
That's right, yes. And as a father of a seven-year-old who just had a scissors incident a few weeks back that was a little rather bloody, we're wishing you the best for this ribbon cutting. But in all seriousness, the new bank looks absolutely beautiful. It looks solid, to say the very least. And tell us why this location. And also, what do you think it offers Mobile that you weren't able to offer before?
Great questions, Dalton. So, first and foremost, the location. This location right at Dolphin and I-65 is perfect. If you need to be in North Mobile at Saraland, if you South Mobile County at Theodore, you're there in minutes. If you need to be downtown, you're there in minutes. Either Dolphin Street or take the interstate or the 165 connector. And then also, same thing for getting to West Mobile. It is a perfect location. Mm-hmm. And, as folks are working downtown and heading home, they pass right by here for the most part. So it's just a terrific location. It's on a great path. So that's regarding the location.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we build what we have here? Well, my guidance was... when I asked Mr. Bryan about why the bank looks like it does, and he said, if somebody looks at that building from a distance and they can't see our name on it, I want them to know it's a bank.
Hmm.
So even if you can't see Bryant Bank, in the stonework on the third floor, when you see it from a distance, you think, gosh, that is a solid building there. It looks kind of like a bank.
Mm-hmm.
You would be right.
Yeah. And what year is that style from, Michael? And I hate to put you on the spot. You probably don't have the answer to that. But it seems to me that looks like that could be a downtown building from many years ago.
It looks like stuff America used to build.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's meant to last for generations.
Yeah, right.
So really tough question for me. I took no building science or architecture questions. So for me, it's a modern 2026.
Yeah.
but it's probably from the 1920s, if I had to guess.
Yep.
That style, those were the type banks. Even if you go downtown now, to me, the old Merchants Building has a similar look. And if you go to other central business districts, throughout the country, you might see a similar looking bank, but it it looks like a bank, right?
Yes, it does. And, you know, and we're talking with Michael Holland, market president for Mobile, and that new Bryant Bank location will be on the scene for the ribbon-cutting ceremony, grand opening later today, ribbon-cutting at 2 o'clock. And, Michael, I'm sure you're aware, you know, sometimes people make appointments, big appointments, to be at Bryant Bank for big life decisions, mortgages, things of that nature. But so often, people are just, it's part of the errands list, right? You're going to go out, you're going to hit the bank. And that's a great place for errands because there's so much to do there on Duru, and you have the hospital right next door. So, great location, man.
Well, we agree. It is a great location. And, you know, we're having our open house today. You mentioned the ribbon cutting at 2. Well, the open house actually is from 1 to 4. So stop in before or after the ribbon cutting. We'll give you a tour of the building and the space. In fact, we are leasing. So we have some office space for lease on the second and third floors. So if you are a, you know, looking for office space and would like to be in this area, we have some available, so stop by. We can show that space to you, but also it is a chance to talk to a banker. In fact, we had a lady stop in yesterday and said, "Hey, I am so frustrated with my bank. I can't get them on the telephone, and when I went into the branch, I had to wait longer than I really felt like I needed to." And her first question of me was, she said, "If I call this bank, will you answer the phone?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, and if it's not me, it's going to be one of the other ladies here." I said, "Because we do answer our phones here at the bank. It's not going to be a call center, you know, in some other city throughout the country or some other place."
And, Michael, I guess my last kind of question or maybe a statement for you here before we kind of circle back to today, as you just did. Dan made a great point when we were talking about this off the air, just he and I, that Bryant Bank, you know, a family-owned bank and a bank well-known in our area here, this is really more than just a new location. This is a statement that Bryant Bank, Mobile, in this area means a lot to you guys, and you're here to stay.
Dalton, and I appreciate you saying it the way you did. Bryant Bank has made an investment in Mobile, period. We've got locations in Baldwin County, in Daphne, Foley, and Orange Beach. But we had a location here in Mobile, and my job was to find a place where our owners could build a building and indicate to the market, hey, we're here to stay. And so that's what we've done here. We are privately held. The owners do not intend to sell this bank ever. It's set up in perpetuity for the benefit of their families. You know, so my job is to make sure we keep that going here in this market, in Mobile. So I'm thrilled to be a part of Bryant Bank. We've got a fantastic team of bankers. I like to use the word tenured. They've been in the business for a long, long time. They're very experienced. So I would encourage all your listeners, stop by, come in and say hello. And if you're not completely satisfied at your current bank or credit union, you really need to be. I mean, it's your money. And so if you're not fully satisfied, come see us and we'll show you what it's like to have unbeatable service and legendary results.
You know, we can also, if you want to drop by and talk football, you can do that too.
Yeah.
Because you guys are pretty well versed in that. And of course, that's one of the ways that you support the community through high school football and athletics. And that's literally right around the corner. Our UTV 44, in fact, NBC 15, the game's going to be on NBC 15. We've got Gulf Shores High School taking on
Park Lane.
Park Lane is a academy out of Macomb, Mississippi. So that's high school football is basically here.
It's this Friday, Dan, and, you know, I see you out and about on Friday nights as well. You know, what a fantastic game. So many lessons that you can learn through high school football, whether you're a player, whether you're a parent, whether you're an administrator at the school, just so many lessons happen on a Friday in preparation for that Friday night and then also in that Friday night.
And Football Fridays with Feinbaum right around the corner as well, which we've always appreciated Bryant Banks' partnership in that. And we'll have to get you and Greg in again here over this next week. We can have Greg Strawn to talk a little football because we love doing that with you every year too. So once again, Michael, today's grand opening, 1-4. When folks should come by, maybe tour the new bank, talk with some folks you have there, and then the ribbon cutting at 2, have refreshments and giveaways. It's going to be a great afternoon, and we'll be there for it. We really appreciate you coming on with us this morning.
Dalton, you just summarized that great, and just to make Dan start salivating, Naaman's will be doing the catering.
Baby. All right, that sounds good. I dig the pig. They're over there at the university and airport, Piggly Wiggly as well. Michael, thanks a bunch. We'll catch you here in just a couple of hours. We'll be by your way, okay?
I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man.
All right, there you go. Michael Holland, market president for Mobile Bryant Bank, and come out and see us and see that new location later today. The text line has been bumping this
morning. About the Bayway?
About the Donald J. Trump Bridge proposal by Congressman Barry Moore, but we're still getting a lot of flock camera talk. I forget what you said our new segment should be called, something like What the Flock is Going On.
Something like that.
And so that's still, I mean, obviously a big discussion locally. Gulf Shores City Council just talked had residents in Gulf Shores on Monday really letting the city council have it for, I think, 78 flock cameras, license plate readers in Gulf Shores. Michael texting in, he says, this is a perfect response that I saw regarding flock cameras and applies perfectly to the MPD drone surveillance, which was one of our lead stories this morning after the Mobile City Council yesterday approved having the purchase of a couple of drones to fly over big events in Mobile as security purposes, but no flock cameras in Mobile as of yet. They have other license plate readers, but not flock. So Michael continues here. So if I understand the flocksters correctly, it would be neither a Fourth Amendment violation nor a significant public policy concern if every time we stepped out of our homes, we were followed and minutely observed, recorded by a police micro drone that followed us everywhere we went and into every public place. And he mentions a bunch of public places there, including grocery stores, churches, stuff like that. He said, because, hey, how is that a search exactly regarding the Fourth Amendment? A lot of people with a lot of takes on these flock cameras, and consider the president one of those who's still on the fence, he said earlier this week.
Right. He hasn't really come out and made a statement like he did with the data centers, for instance, where he says, bring them on. Alabama should be going full guns and bringing in as many data centers as they can. They're moneymakers, on and on. So he came out full-throated with that, as did Tommy Tuberville, who may soon be our governor. But, yeah, as far as the flock cameras, he's not said anything yet. Ernie Yarborough, who's a state representative from north end of the state, I believe, he was a guest on the Jeff Poore Show. If you want to listen to what he had to say, it was pretty interesting what he had to say yesterday. He made no bones about it that he's against them. And one of the things he pointed out was that in Los Angeles, California, of all places, they have decided to remove the flock cameras because of security concerns of the citizens. How about that in L.A.?
Yeah, that's new.
That's
news, I should say. And as far as where I currently stand, which can change based on information that comes in, I feel like we've already kind of given up the ghost, haven't we, on the government surveillance. I mean, so many have already said you gave that up when you bought that phone that's in your pocket. And there are so many other things. I mean, look at what satellites are able to do, or even more. And they're not using it on us, I hope. But look at what military technology provides now and how they're able to map out people in rooms without even being in the room or having visuals inside the room, just using whatever technology they have.
It's amazing, and it really comes in handy, especially in special ops. When you know, I mean, it's technology that is mind-blowing, but it
works.
Works 100%. And this is stuff that you just dreamed about 15, 20 years ago.
Which makes things like the Savannah Guthrie case even more strange.
Yeah.
Because these days it seems like
how?
It's so easy to find anyone,
exactly,
depending on what computer you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I feel like we've already kind of given it up, that personal freedom. And I don't like it. Don't get me wrong on that. I absolutely hate it. But are we arguing about something, and so many of the same people who are dissatisfied with public safety, and there are plenty of those here in Mobile that are dissatisfied with the danger on the streets. If this is something that helps with that, are you arguing against your own argument that you want to see some safer streets and arguing over something that is truly just a license plate reader that's able to find someone? It's already helped by finding missing elderly folks. So good conversation to have there, and we'll tie it in too to this bridge conversation. Congressman Barry Moore has proposed naming the new I-10 bridge the gateway to the Gulf of America, the Donald J. Trump Bridge, and that's our poll question up on our website and Facebook page and text line if you want to let us know there. Already a bunch of other bridge names people are coming up with. Maybe I propose we name it the Mobile I-10 River Flock Camera Bridge.
No. I propose that we don't do that. It is 8:22. And other notable Mobilians, including Henry Aaron, we got a vote or two on the text line.
Jimmy Buffett with a lot of votes.
Jimmy Buffett, yeah. Dan and Dalton, good morning to you, and thank you for listening to FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Bay starts its day with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
All righty, Dan and Dalton, 8:27. Text line is alive and well with the, and also our Facebook page too, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the bridge, Barry Moore's proposal of what to name it after Trump, and what was the name again? The Gulf of America.
Yeah, the gateway to the Gulf of America, the Donald J. Trump Bridge, or if we make it an acronym, the GGATDJTB.
Okay. All righty.
There's a data center somewhere smoking with the Facebook comments and the text line we have going this morning.
I think they want to put a data center on the Bayway.
They may be able to do that.
And
at least some solar panels.
Well, the Bayway, Bayway will then have to have its first roundabout to go around the data center.
Oh, no. Don't bring that up. Well, you played some audio earlier today from a conversation that Jeff Poore had with State Rep Ernie Yarborough yesterday. He is vehemently anti-flock cameras, and he had some interesting comments.
Yeah, he said, look, I'm a guy in Alabama, you know, lawmaker. If this is the way they feel in other parts of the country, check this out.
I love law enforcement, but I love the Constitution more. That has to be the way that we solve this issue. I mean, when LAPD cancels their flock camera contract because of security and freedom concerns, what does that tell you about what's going on?
That they listened to the citizens of L.A., and the citizens of L.A. were actually raising Cain about it.
Well, and also at the same time, the liberals are, and maybe sometimes not inaccurately, but painting the Republican Party as the party that's pro-data center, pro-AI, mm-hmm. and then now pro-surveillance is what they're trying to indicate.
I don't know that all this came out of a left-right conversation. Maybe it did, but the L.A. situation.
Well, I'm saying, why else would L.A. leaders listen to their constituents unless it was
they don't listen to them about their neighborhoods on fire. They don't listen to them about a lot of things, it seems. But they also keep getting elected.
They do.
So they have some magic dust.
And part of Ernie Yarborough's argument yesterday, I just think is rather, he's seeing it through rose-colored glasses, because he said something that I've been saying forever. He says, why is it that our fathers and forefathers didn't have crime like this that necessitates cameras like the flock cameras? He said it's because there was a much more swift execution of justice upon the head of perpetrators. The solution to crime is not to surrender our freedom. The solution to crime is to do what Romans 13 says, which is to be a terror to those that do evil and a rewarder to those that do good. And I hear what he's saying, and I agree. Swift justice and actually using punishment as a deterrent from committing crimes rather than just surveilling your entire population, that's preferred. But who the hell thinks we can ever go back to that with the pushback you get from political parties,
people trying to get
judges, new laws?
Yeah, I can't. That's a great point. I do not see us going back that way, though a lot of us would applaud. 8:30 with Dan and Dalton.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Turn up your voice on the text line, 251-343-0106. Now, back to Mobile Mornings.
8:35, FM Talk 106.5 on a Wednesday, and Mobile Mornings. So glad you're listening to us today and hopefully every day. Right now it's time to head to McConnell Automotive, have a conversation with Louie Arata. Hey, Louie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are doing A-OK here at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. And why don't you tell us what's going on at McConnell Automotive? What are folks coming out and asking you for when they come to the lot?
2.9% for 72 months on half-ton pickup trucks. Half-ton pickup trucks are the deal. Now, we are getting a few, not many, but a few 27 models in.
Oh.
So, you know, they're headed out. So, you know, come on by and check them out. I think we've got Acadia there. I know we don't have any pickups there yet, but we're going to get, we'll have them there shortly.
Yeah. That's always, that's always like a Christmas day when you get that first new model in, for the next season. So that's awesome. And I'm sure folks will want to learn more about those vehicles and come by and see the ones you have in stock. But even beyond
that's
that,
right.
Yeah. Even beyond that on the lot, you have a bunch of, really nice pre-owned vehicles too.
Yeah, we got a great selection of pre-owns and all kind of stuff. I mean, we just check everything out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. And these afternoon thunder showers, don't forget McConnell Collision Center. Maybe you have that unfortunate accident, give them a call back there at 251-476-4141. They can repair any vehicle, make, model, or year, anything.
Yeah. They'll take care of you, that's for sure, just like the entire team at McConnell Automotive will when you go by. And that includes Louie Arata. We thank you for your time this morning.
Hey, thank y'all. Come see us.
Go see him. That's Louie Arata, McConnell Automotive, Dolphin Street, just east of I-65, and the website, McConnellAutomotive.com.
So, I guess Barrymore made this announcement in Mobile, right, where he announced, was it a chamber breakfast,
so,
something
yeah,
like that?
Big week for the chamber, and it seems like we're talking about them every day because, yesterday, that's where the congressman made the comments we'll discuss here in just a second. Today, the chamber will be out at that ribbon cutting for Bryant Bank.
Of course it will.
And then tomorrow, we have the Mobile Chamber of Commerce Business Expo in the Convention Center where FM Talk 106.5 will again be setting up shop and live midday Mobile from the expo tomorrow. But, yeah, this was a business chamber breakfast, I believe yesterday, where Barrymore made these comments.
Yeah, he wants to name, again, so listen closely. He's got a name for the Bayway and the bridge and all that. Gateway to the Gulf of America, the Wharf, Owa, and Floribama, Donald J. Trump, and don't forget Don Jr., Bayway Bridge. I don't know if there's any brown nosing going on in the formation of that name. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to say that, but if we can squeeze money out of the Don,
that's the thing.
A lot of people on the text line are basically saying, "Look, if we don't have to pay any tolls, at least locally, then if we get that money, then name it what you want."
Well, yeah, even if you're a local, and even the most ardent Trump hater locally, and you may have a name or an image popping up in your mind if I say that, but I have a feeling they would still ride that bridge with that name if there weren't tolls. If you were able to find a way to get the feds to pour some more money into this project, then...
Yes.
But also, on the other end, if you do that...
Raise the toll, but just the local Baldwin and Mobile County people don't have to pay it.
Well, and if you do the naming thing, and AOC is your next president and is holding the purse strings for the feds... Then what? Have you
not good.
Screwed yourself in that case?
Good.
It's a double whammy there for the libs.
Get all the money you can before you decide on the name of the bridge.
Because that would be it's a double whammy if it ends up being named this, because the liberals, they hate, and they're not just liberals. I've heard from plenty of conservatives who don't like the renaming of the Gulf to the Gulf of America. Mm-hmm. But that would be a double whammy, right? The Gulf of America Bridge, Donald J. Trump, Gateway to the Gulf of America, Donald J. Trump Bridge.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, you could not pay stronger tribute to Donald J. Than that name.
And Moore said he had not discussed it yet with Trump, but with members of the Trump administration. I don't think that Trump would say, no, that's overboard.
Yeah.
I think he'd be A-OK with it. Moore also said he hasn't discussed it with Aldott, and he also assumes Aldott would be okay with it. I don't assume Aldott will be okay with anything, especially if it's south of Montgomery. I will not sign on to saying, oh, yeah, Aldott will give you the go-ahead. They're fine with it.
How much longer are we talking about Cooper being in charge of Aldott? Because once Tuberville is in, assuming he is elected governor in November, I guess he assumes the position in January.
Yeah, so I would say Cooper will be the director of ALDOT, in my opinion, for another September, October, November, December, 4 months and 11 days.
Okay.
That's what I think.
All
but,
right.
But yeah, and who will be next in charge? I guess we'll have to wait and see. A lot of text on this morning, too. Roy in Spanish Fort says, tick everyone off and call it the Orange Man Booby Bridge. Then we can see if he or Dolly did it best. Flock, we're getting a lot of Flock camera texts as well. Texter says, to Dalton, you brought up the point, how are surveillance cameras different from having a cell phone regarding lack of privacy? Well, I'll tell you, having a cell phone is voluntary. Also, law enforcement has to get a warrant to track or go into your phone. You have to get a warrant to put a tracker on someone's car. These cameras are involuntary and warrantless. Killer Bees, not the comedian, but loved texter on the FM Talk 106.5 text line, said, Trump thought he'd take Iran in 2 weeks. What an idiot. It's the Mobile River Bridge. And I voted for Trump 6 times, including the primaries. Maybe I'm the idiot. That's what Killer Bees says. Paul says, personal surveillance of movement, behavior, finances is going to be something that will be done universally at some point, whether it be 3 years to 10 years. I think it will be in that window with how fast technology progresses and the liberties wane at the same time.
Yeah, well, technology is going to progress really fast with AI. So just get ready for breakneck speed and things that are changing at such a pace where even the brightest of you all, which I don't put myself in your company, but even the brightest of you all are going to have trouble really surmising everything, keeping up with what's going on and what's the latest.
Butterknife says, y'all never commented on what do you think about Trump's selling early access to his social media account.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't either. He says $100,000 or $60,000 a month and investment companies are paying it. That does not seem strange that investment companies are the ones paying it. Yeah, I don't like it. I think it's a bad look. I think it sets a bad precedent. And I think maybe you shared the post from the other day where Trump, he announced, what was it? He announced just basically where things stand in the conversations with Iran, the peace conversations. And that's worth money because you play that in the stock market, right? And you guess whether oil prices will go up or go down and how the rest of the market will also proceed based on what he says.
Trump's got to be – there's at some point the old boy who cried wolf. I mean, he makes these announcements and then he takes it back or reverses himself a lot, especially when it's come to – maybe not as much. I'm trying to think about this. That probably wasn't something that we would say about him normally. But when it comes to this conflict with Iran,
yeah,
definitely.
Well, I mean, he's a true populist. And that's why I think he changes his mind so often is because he, after making a statement, detects the how the country feels about it.
Yep.
And then bases his decisions off of that. I think that's what he's doing with this Flock cameras thing where they said you can expect the Trump administration to let you know where they stand on Flock cameras.
Once we figure out where we stand.
Yeah, in the next 2 to 3 weeks. But the Iran thing is kind of the exception, right? Because he continues to go out even this week, I think a couple times already, and says, I don't care if gas prices are a little higher for a little while longer. I am doing the right thing by trying to keep Iran from having a nuclear weapon, which isn't normally kind of his MO. Normally, if he makes a move, and I know there are always going to be a ton of haters for something Trump does, which, side note, that's exactly why things like his selling of social media access isn't getting the discussion that it maybe deserves. You mentioned Boy Who Cried Wolf. The media has been crying wolf about Trump for well over a decade now, and they have cried about such little things that when something that actually deserves a real discussion, like selling early access to the president's social commentary, then that goes under, you know, not as many people talk about it because your first thought is always, well, that's just ABC and CBS and NBC doing the same old thing.
Yeah, and I guess right now also there's a pecking order of the charges against Trump or the things that we want to talk about right now. And I guess number one right now is the health of the seaman on the USS Lincoln.
The Lincoln, yeah.
That seems to be top of the heap right now.
Yeah,
on
at least
CNN,
it was a few days
MS
ago.
Now. I don't know if something replaced it or not, so help me on the text line. I'll be honest with you. I find them so disingenuous. Like, Jeff Poor part of his job is to monitor those channels.
Channels, yeah.
And but I find the whole thing so disingenuous that I have a hard time stomaching it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, same here. Squirrel Vereen says Californians rioted against police. Of course they are against crime cameras. Also says every time I hear complaints about the name Gulf of America, I want to get a new shirt or sticker. From what I've seen, the Shades store by that new Bryant Bank has some Gulf of America shirts. I don't know if they have them in stock now, but I have a Shades Gulf of America shirt. Squirrel Vereen, interesting you bring that up. Another texter, as far as flock cameras go, don't break the law. Don't watch me pee off my porch. And if the technology is abused, put the abusers in a public cage until the Alabama prisons are built and then put them in prison. That's really, I mean, for the surveillance thing, if it's used correctly, which it never is, right, to catch violent criminals, grandparents that go missing, children that go missing, then how can you be against something like that? What I'm concerned about is your overzealous HOAs, your local police, you know, the different decision makers at any level that get
making bad decisions,
have the power. Yeah. You know, once you give someone power,
I agree.
And what I'm worried about are kids running around neighborhoods and playing, and you start going after them for maybe doing a little bicycle burnout in a spot they're not supposed to, or throwing a glass bottle they found at a tree. Like over-policing, rolling through a stop sign in your own neighborhood that you know no one's ever gone through. Right? It's things like that that you can easily see people taking advantage of if they have the power of this surveillance that, because it's so ubiquitous now, it's really just kind of going to flow down to any decision maker. Right?
Yeah, you make a really good point about it, the decision makers in this, and given that sort of access to that sort of information and almost unlimited. And so when you are someone in power, how do you use that power? And we have seen through history, people tend to lean into it when they have the opportunity, maybe not even looking at it like they're doing a bad thing, but these cops in some of these towns in Alabama who have obviously crossed the line by using the information against ex-wives.
Yes, and it's always the exes, at least to this point.
Well, and maybe ones that become exes because of what they see them doing that they should be doing, mm-hmm. or, you know. So on the way to becoming an ex,
yes,
you are able to gather some information on that young sweet thing and then tell her goodbye.
Well, we don't have to go far back in history to see how that power of surveillance can be abused. Mm-hmm. Just look at all those COVID stories and mm-hmm. the memes that have survived years after the fact, like surfers getting pulled out of the water for daring to be outside on the beach during COVID, and even lesser infractions than that. There are just people who are totally willing and ready to take advantage of anything to screw over other people just to show you they have the power.
And when you're somebody in power already, when you are the head of a police department, or when you're the head of security for a building, you know, and then you've got certain securities there, you can abuse the power. Anybody can and often do.
Yeah, Sims guy says flock cameras, they're going to be bored spying on me. And I think about that often too. You know, it's not quite the same argument as the, well, don't do anything wrong, and then you have no reason to worry about it, which I hear all the time and disagree with. But I think about Tucker Carlson, who says he doesn't have any computers in his house, that he and so many others are so wary of whatever surveillance might be taking place that they just try to take every camera and every microphone out of the house. And when I give thought to that, maybe I should do the same thing. Then I think about, you know, what am I even doing anyway? They're going to see me watching, you know, TV.
Yeah.
They're going to.
You and I, we're the channel that they'll change. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to watch these clowns anymore. They're not doing anything over there.
Oh, it's 7:30 and Dan's already asleep again. Look at that.
He's going to miss the last three innings of the game. Well, well. It's 8:50 with Dan and Dalton on Mobile Mornings. But I go to bed at 7:30, y'all, so I can wake up chipper and, along with Dalton, help deliver this show to you.
We try.
It's 8:50 now on Mobile Mornings.
Have a traffic tip or your own take on the news? Text the guys at 251-343-0106 on Mobile Mornings.
What's going on, y'all? 852, Dan and Dalton in Mobile Mornings. And I'm just over here digging the pig for Piggly Wiggly. They've got a lot of people do dig the pig. People shouting at it. Like, hey, Dan, I dig the pig. All right, I get it. Calm down. Anyway, we've got great specials. That's one of the reasons you dig the pig so much. Weekly specials like wild caught Gulf shrimp, $6.99 a pound. Fresh quarter loin pork chops, $1.99 a pound. And fresh iceberg lettuce, $2 for $3. Jeff's the butcher at Airport University. He digs the pig.
Hey, everybody. So this is Jeff, everybody's favorite butcher here at Piggly Wiggly. We've got many great reasons. One of the reasons I dig it is, of course, you get fresh cut Angus beef right here in our meat department, along with top quality pork and chicken. Not to mention the customer service we have up here with our great manager, Mr. Arthur. Plus, the size of the store itself in general. I mean, we offer everything. So anything you want, we've got it.
They're everywhere from Mount Vernon to, let's see, well, Fairhope, Foley, across the bay in Spanish Fort as well, all around Mobile, and at the locations you can register for our grand prize, that America 250 grand prize worth over $4,600. Dig the pig and do it at your locally owned and operated Piggly Wiggly.
8:54 now. It's a Wednesday, and that's when we like to check in on our show with Jeff Poor, who's coming up next. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So you have a loaded show again today. Before that, and we like talking a little baseball with you, you see last night this 22-0 blowout with Milwaukee beating Seattle, 22-0. And at one point in the game, a Seattle outfielder threw a ball into the stands when there were only two outs.
He scored another run.
And I was wondering, did you make it out to that game? Was he possibly throwing this throwing this ball to you and your kid?
I tell you what, when they do that, it just makes it harder to get the baseball for my kid because you're going to have them thinking twice about it. I'm telling you what's going on here, a little baseball analysis.
Yeah.
They're conceding games halfway through, and they're putting out a position player to pitch.
I mean, one guy gave up 9 runs himself, like a middle infielder or something like that.
Yeah, they're like, all right, we're going to lose anyway. I mean, baseball's got to do something about it, maybe expand the rosters or something for pitchers, but like they're just throwing a pitcher out there because they don't want to use up the bullpen, so they're just throwing a position player, and that just makes a score look like a football score.
Yeah, there it was yesterday.
22-0. Well, your show today, and I don't know how much flock camera discussion will be involved. You certainly had a good one yesterday with Ernie Yarborough, but who do you have lined up for today?
Yeah, Terry Waters coming up. He is the Republican nominee in the 22nd Senate district. He is he's the one who beat Greg Allbritton back on May 19th.
All right.
So he'll be with us. Joy Clark, as we do every Wednesday, and then from Heritage, a think tank, Alan Mendenhall will join us in the 11 o'clock hour.
All right. Looking forward to that. Barry Moore, congressman, Senate primary winner for the Republicans, and looks like he'll be the senator of Alabama. You see, he proposed yesterday at the chamber breakfast naming the I-10 bridge the gateway to the Gulf of America, the Donald J. Trump Bridge. This has been a big discussion on our show this morning, and a lot of people responding on Facebook and on our text line. What are your thoughts on the Donald J. Trump Bridge?
It's a ploy to get him to get the president to have some buy-in and perhaps free up more DOT resources for that bridge. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, we'll name it after you. You help us out. And then, you know, it's a big, beautiful bridge. I mean, he's just playing right to Trump's ears.
Almost. It's almost like right in. It's almost insulting if he ends up getting the money out of Trump that his ploy was that simple and to the point, and we complimented him and he wrote a check.
Yeah, if we didn't have to pay an $8 toll, is anybody going to lose sleep over that?
No, I mean, I'm not going to. There may be some people.
You're going to take the Cochrane Bridge because you don't like Donald Trump that much? Seriously?
I think, yes.
You're going to take the Wallace Tunnel, the George Wallace stand in front of the schoolhouse door guy tunnel because you don't like Donald Trump that much? Yeah. Come on, guys.
You're going to. There's going to be some people that do that.
Yeah, I've seen crazier things happen, for sure. Also,
I mean, a lady was was dressed as a penis in Fairhope.
Anything. I wonder how that worked out for
Yeah,
her.
I have no idea. He got no coverage.
Maybe there will be an entire inflatable penis rally once they name this bridge.
Just to write a book about it.
I don't know.
Time is a penis.
And your thoughts at all on Florida's primaries yesterday? Byron Donalds winning that Republican primary for governor rather easily, and then kind of mixed results from the DSA candidates.
Yeah, and I think statewide they didn't do great, but I think locally, I mean, that's what you get. You have a two-party system, guys. You don't have the other people from the other party voting in your party, so you get more ideological distinction between the two parties.
Is Donald solid going forward at the Republican gubernatorial candidate? Yes, no? What do you think?
I would assume so. I mean, he can be impressive at times, and sometimes you're like, well, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, no one thought DeSantis had a shot when he ran against Andrew Gillum, speaking of how that worked out.
Yep.
So Florida will probably remain in Republican hands.
Okay. All right. Well, Jeff, that's our music. We're out of here for a Wednesday morning, and we'll be listening to your show coming up in just a few minutes.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it.
I say we're out of here for a Wednesday morning, but then I'm on, and we're on to Bryant Bank for that grand opening later today. 1-4 open house at the new Bryant Bank on Dolphin Street at Duru Drive, and they'll be open till 4 for that open house, but a ribbon cutting with the chamber at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
See you there with our big scissors, and I will be all dressed up and primed and ready to go and joining Dalton over there.